You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 145. And today, in this episode, we are going to talk about how to build your direct sales and network marketing business internationally without necessarily having to leave your home, and certainly without having to travel to other countries to build a base there, to find leaders, and to reach out and find others who are interested in your company.
Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
Well, hello and welcome to today's show. I'm Jackie Elmer, and I am so thrilled, as always, to be spending this time here with you. Whether you're listening for the first time, a longtime listener, whatever the case may be, welcome, and I hope you find value in today's show, where we're going to talk about how to build internationally with your direct sales, network marketing, internet business, whatever you're building, without necessarily having to leave your home. So how to sponsor in other countries, because that is a hot topic as more and more companies are expanding internationally. You know, back in the day, it used to take literally traveling to another country, knowing somebody there typically, or planning to literally move in for about a month to begin to find people. But all that's changed today. If you want even more tips and training on how to use social media, because that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about in this episode, if you want the nuts and bolts of what I've done over the last 15 years to sponsor over 1,800 people into my business, go on over to jackieelmer.com/coach, and you can sign up for my Inner Circle coaching program, where you're going to get the inside scoop on how to do it. But we are going to cover some of the basics here today to at least get you started and at least get you thinking about how it is that you're going to go about finding others in other countries who are right for your business. So let's talk about how to build internationally. Well, like anything, a great way to start is with who you know. Now, let's think about it. You get an email, you get some kind of notification from your company that lets you know, boom, you're expanding into another country. I know for me, I currently work in, with people in the United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, and soon to be Mexico and Germany. So I'm always looking for people, as well as Canada and the United States. I always consider Canada kind of like our sister or brother, so I forget to say that sometimes. But I know I'm always looking to reach out and network with people and kind of keep my eye on where my company might be expanding to next, paying attention to little signs and signals so that I can begin to network and work with that. So it always helps to start with, who do you know? Who do you know who might know people already in that country, whatever country it is? So that's where it's so great to have your written list done already, because you can quickly skim through it. And even people who you may have spoken with in the past who may have said no, now you've got a whole new reason to reach out to them and a whole new way to perhaps create new curiosity, to test the waters with them, to see if anything has changed in their situation that may have them interested now in taking a look at what you do. And a great way to say that is, hey, you know what? My company's expanding into Mexico here in a few months. I know that you have contacts there, and I'm just wondering if I can sit down with you and have coffee, buy lunch, whatever, and kind of share what we're doing and pick your brain a little bit about that particular market and who you might know who I should be speaking with. Okay, that's a great way to reintroduce what we're doing and to kind of plant that seed. Wow, you know, if you decided this was something for you, you know, you could maybe hop on board today, and everybody in that country, all the contacts who you know, would be ripe and prime for what you're doing. So always start with who you know, and from there segue into who they know. So it's not necessarily about saying, hey, do you want to sign up and build with me because the company's now expanding into a country where you know people. It's more about, hey, using that third party approach, I know you know people there who might be looking. So you start with your own warm market contacts. You certainly start within your own team, people who you've spoken with in the past. that type thing. From there, you can segue into offline networking in your local community, because once again, there are people all over who know. So if you go to a regular BNI event or Chamber of Commerce or some type of networking event, begin to weave that into your 30-second commercial. Weave that in just saying, hey, my company's just announced that we're expanding into Mexico. I keep saying Mexico because my company is. We're expanding into Mexico, and I am looking for people who may want to take advantage of that opportunity, or for anyone who knows someone who's sharp, who's self-motivated, who may want to look at this and see how they can profit tremendously from being one of the first inside that country. And then with offline networking contacts, you know, the power is in that one-on-one. After you meet people, it's scheduling that time to have coffee or lunch or, you know, an afternoon meeting or come by their office or whatever it is to sit down and get to know them a little bit better and see, you know, how the two of you might share referrals, do business together, and that type of thing. And that's when you have the most opportunity to share your opportunity instead of just the product line. So offline networking is powerful. Consider having some blitz or drop cards made up. Vistaprint makes it extremely affordable these days to just create some simple drop cards that says, hey, we're expanding into Mexico, or we're expanding into Ireland, we're expanding into the UK, we're expanding into Japan. Whatever it is, you can create a very simple drop card that has that information on it, a little bit of information about your company, then certainly your name, your website, your phone number, a way that they can get in touch with people. But those drop cards are powerful because you can hand those out at networking events. You can hand them out as you're on the go. You can leave them in seatback pockets of airplanes. You know, if you're bold and one of those that likes to go into Barnes & Noble and look at entrepreneurial magazines and books or the library, you know, you can certainly take steps to do that too. So those are just some ideas. Those drop or blitz cards can be really, really powerful. Then think of go into Google and Google, for instance, Chambers of Commerce Ventura, Hispanic Chambers of Commerce Ventura. I'm using where I live. You would certainly live where you live. So maybe the German Chamber of Commerce in your city. You never know. You may not even be aware that it exists, and not every country or every area has one. But in certain communities where there's a very established group of ethnic type people from a certain area, a lot of times there are chambers of commerce that are geared toward that. I know here in Ventura also, you know, we have a pretty decent group from the UK, from Great Britain. So I targeted restaurants and bars, little stores that, we have a store locally that handles, you know, stuff from the United Kingdom. I mean, just different things like that. So think outside the box of who you might just go and network with. These are other business owners. They understand business, and you can just drop by with your little blitz card and say, you know, here's what's going on. I thought of you because, you know, obviously you're connected. I'm just wondering if I could buy you coffee and maybe pick your brain a little bit about what to expect and trying to expand into these areas and so on. So again, networking within your local community is a great way to do it. And now, of course, let's talk about the mother load, which is social media. Social media is a great way to reach out beyond your local market. And think specifically of Facebook and LinkedIn. Those are the two biggies that come to mind, of course. You can go in there and just do a search in the Facebook graph search, that search bar that's in there. You can type in, you know, for instance, Mexico, or you can type in Great Britain. You can type in United Kingdom. You could type in Australia, Singapore, whatever's right for you. You can type those in, and then it'll give you some options. Are you looking for people? Are you looking for groups? Are you looking for pages? What are you looking to find within there? And you may need to play around just a little bit to get familiar with it, but that can give you a wealth of information when you go in there and you play around with that. Same thing with LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn is growing by leaps and bounds in the international sector, so don't forget about the power of LinkedIn to find these types of opportunities. And then a third bonus one would be Meetup. Meetup.com works outside of just the United States too. So you can go in and find meetup groups in specific areas. Some of them are meetup groups that only operate online. You just never know. But until you reach out and begin to find some people and develop some contacts, you never know where it's going to go. So on Facebook and on LinkedIn, don't forget to think outside of just your typical profiles. You're looking for groups. and company pages, different things like that, where you might find some people in these areas, in these international global areas where you're going to want to be expanding. And if you want some more details on how to use Facebook specifically, you can get my Facebook ebook, Facebook for Direct Sales Profits. You can go to jackieelmer.com/FB4Biz, FBFORBIZ, jackieelmer.com/FB4Biz. And you'll find that in the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/145. So some action steps for you. Take a look at where your company is outside of the community that you currently live in, outside of the country that you currently live in. Where else is your company? Where would you like to travel to and expand to? Make a list of those things. Don't make it so broad. I mean, if your company is in 40 countries, pick one or two to begin to start to work within, that you can just begin to get your feet wet and learn how to do this. And then be very consistent, just like any other daily action, be very consistent reaching out to people on a daily basis, new people, making contacts, making friend requests, letting them know what you're up to, letting them know what you're looking for, and just seeing if you could have a quick 5-minute phone or Skype conversation with them to share some details about what you're doing and see if they might be able to point you in a good direction. So there you have it. I hope you've gotten some ideas of how you can begin to use the contacts who you already know, you know, your own warm market, networking, offline networking groups that you may be affiliated with, where you can ask them who they know, developing some blitz cards and different things like that, so that you can begin to expand out and begin to build in these global communities without ever leaving your home. Again, show notes, jackieelmer.com/145. And if you found today's show helpful, tweet me. Send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and let me know. Or even better, give me an iTunes or Stitcher review. Go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes, jackieelmer.com/Stitcher. And I would love to give you a shout out in an upcoming show and enter you into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching program over at jackieelmer.com/coach. So that's it for today's show. If you have a question for the show, just send it to me on Twitter at Jackie Elmer. Put the hashtag AskJackie or AskJackieElmer, and I'll be sure to answer it on an upcoming show. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.